Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua is being encouraged to do the work of leading God's people into the promised land. This task would not be an easy one, and there would be much discouragement and failure along the way. But Joshua is being encouraged to stick to the plan and see success. In verse 8, Joshua is being told that if he will stick to God's plan and plan book, he can have good success. Very interesting that that word success as used here is defined as to be or make intelligent or circumspect. Success comes from experience, and experience comes from learning. And I would submit to you that learning is surrounded by failure and discouragement. Some have said that the key to learning is repetition, and I would agree. Why? Why repetition? Because as you are learning, you fail and then try again, which gains you experience, and that experience of trying, failing, and trying again and again leads to success, because you gained understanding or intelligence. Dale Carnegie said, "Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success." I really believe this is true. It takes trial and error again and again and again, and then we begin to understand what we need to know for success. Discouragement and failure can either make us or break us. It is often said that most people give up just prior to coming to success. Discouragement and failure will steal success from us as much as it can help be a stepping stone to success. This choice is in reality ours. We must choose to allow the discouragement and failure to instigate us to keep trying and not allow it to cause us to stop. When we stop and give up, that's the only time we truly fail. Keep working, keep trying, and yes, keep failures and discouragement as stepping stones to your success.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.